Tennis is about to find its way to a coveted time slot on network television. Commentator Frank DeFord says this first in tennis history is for women only.
A certain wonderful symbolism. This Saturday night, the final of the U.S. Open will be aired on CBS Primetime, a first in tennis history. This is the spot, the Saturday night after Labor Day, that for more than half a century was reserved for the Sugar and Spice Miss America pageant. Figuratively, the end of the summer, the last chance to see the bathing beauties. Alas, Miss America has lost its traditional place on the calendar and been turned into something of a survivor show. But what is revealing is that while sport is replacing beauty, still, the tennis final being awarded that old slot is not the men's, but the women's. Only women's tennis, it seems, is ready for primetime play. Now, this is not a universal consensus. The argument is still made that since men play best of five sets in the Grand Slam championships and women only best of three, that therefore those more fragile vessels are not deserving of equal display or equal pay. Of course, this argument overlooks the fact that watching two men serving five sets of tennis is prolonged torment. Men's five-set tennis is to sport what Strom Thurmond is to democracy. But apart from being a better competition, women's tennis is more appealing because of its personalities. Yes, much of this has to do with sex. Patrick Rafter may be cute and John Newcomb was a doll in his time, but there has never been any male glamour boy to approach the hysteria that attends that Jezebel of sweat, Anna Kournikova, or many other court divas through the years. Likewise, women's figure skating is so much more popular than men's for the same reason that Radio City never has the Rocks, only the Rockettes. The idea that this sort of skin-deep beauty is valuable to all spectator enterprises but must never sully pure athletics, persist desperately in its naivety. Get over it. All sorts of male athletes, from Derek Jeter to Tony Siragusa, are recognized far out of proportion to their athletic talent because of certain admired male qualities. Besides, it isn't just a matter of sex appeal. More than any sport I can think of, tennis, especially women's tennis, is heavy on soap opera. There's always more personal gossip and intrigue and backbiting that finds its way into the news. And now the ladies of the court can be as rank and rude as the gentlemen. Anyway, nice or mean, tennis is the most intimate sport, the only one where the television camera constantly zooms in on friends and family during the match. Where else this side of Little League Baseball are parents part of the package? Curiously, golf is never so personal as tennis. Golf's about shot selection, not broken romances. So it is that despite the boom, women golfers are nowhere near as well known as Venus or Jennifer or Martina or Monica. Like it or not, being a top woman tennis player comes with a devil's deal that you also have to surrender a lot of privacy. You're playing a role, only with a racket instead of a script. And that's why women's tennis has such wide crossover appeal and why it's so perfect for prime time.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.